Welcome to Masechet Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah goes back all the way to the beginning of the first Perek. Says the Mishnah, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba. We learned previously that when it comes to the concept of a Tamei person walking into the Beis HaMikdash, or someone that's Tamei impure eating Karbanos, there are really two biblical classifications that were extended into four Midrabanan, rabbinically. How so? Says the Mishnah, let's say he became Tamei, he became impure, and he knew that he became Tamei. But then he forgot that he was Tamei. And he understood, though, that what he was eating was Karbanos. That's one case. Nel mimenu hakodesh, or he didn't know that what he was eating was Karbanos, but he did know when he ate it that he was Tamei. Those are the two cases. Midaraisa. Nel mimenu zemezeh. Let's say he forgot that he was Tamei, or he didn't know that he was Tamei, or that it was Kodesh, and he didn't know that he was Tamei, or that what he was eating was a Karban, was holy. But after he ate it, he found out that he ate Kodesh Bituma. This person, he has to bring a Karban, as we saw previously, a Karban depended on the person's financial ability of what they had to bring, a meal offering, birds, or a full animal. And this is the case where a person had Yediyah B'tchila, he knew initially, Yediyah B'saif, knew at the end, but a Helem B'na time, there was a lapse where he forgot about it in the interim. Says the Mishnah, Nitma v'yada v'nami mimenu hatoma. Let's say he became Tamei, he knew he was Tamei, but then he forgot about the Toma, v'zachar es hamikdash, but he knew that it was the Beis HaMikdash, and he went in there. Or, so that's the third case, Nel mimenu hamikdash, he didn't know it was the Beis HaMikdash, he went in, v'zachar es hatoma, but he knew that he was Tamei. Those are the four cases, that's four cases in total. Now, let's say he forgot about Toma and Mikdash. And he went to the Beis HaMikdash and he had absolutely no idea. So he didn't know that he was Tamei and he didn't know that it's the Beis HaMikdash. But after he came out, he realized he was in the Beis HaMikdash and he realized that he was Tamei. Then he has to bring a Karban Ola V'yared, as we explained in the first parak. Let's see Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Mishnah says, Echad HaNichnas La'azara, whether the Tamei person entered into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash or or he entered into the area which was later added in history in the days of Yehoshaphat, in the halachas, he's going to be liable, he's going to have to pay for a carbon. Because adding onto Yerushalayim itself to extend its boundaries, or onto the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that was a very, very complicated and calculated process. B'melech, it had to be done with a king, v'navi, with prophecy, v'urim v'tumim, it had to be done with the special Urim V'tumim, which was the section, a pocket underneath the Kohen's Choshen, the breastplate, where they would put something in it, and then miraculously, the different letters on the Choshen, on the breastplate, would light up. Ubi Sanhedrin Shal Shivim Ve'echad, it had to be done with the Sanhedrin, 71 members in all, the great Supreme Court. Ubi Shtei Toidos, Mark explains that there were two karbanos, two breads of a karban toida that were brought. The Navi talks about it more in Ezra, and about the story of Ezra and Nehemiah in the Navi Nehemiah. Ubishir, the Levim, the Levites, accompanied these karbanos with musical accompaniment. They sang Arim Mimcha Hashem, Kidilisan Mizmashir Chanukah Sabayis, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Ubezdin, Mahalchin, Ushtei Toides Acharein, the Bezdin, the court, would walk, and two karban toides would walk behind them. Bechol Yisrael Acharein, after the Bezdin, they would all walk behind the Bezdin until they got to the new place where they were extending the Azar, where they were adding on. As says the Mishnah, Hapnimis Nechalas, when they got to that place, they would eat the Chalas Toida that was carried on the inside, the Achitzoin and Isrefes, and the Chala that was carried more on the external, that one was actually burnt. Any time that one tried to add on to the Azar, the Kor of the Beis HaMikdash, and didn't have all of these details, Hanichnas L'Sham Eichayav Analeh. If somebody comes in there and they're tummy, they're ritually impure, it doesn't have Kedusha, it doesn't have holiness, and they would not be liable. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.